doing everything we could to avoid. However, the prescription that was written by the doctor, the doctors are completely oblivious to this problem. They think it's no problem. We're all going to put these pacemakers in patients that transmit information so we don't have to see the patient. And CPAP people want to get paid by Medicare, so they're happy to order this equipment with this transmitter in it. And it is difficult. I mean, very difficult to say no, but there are many ways we can say no. And I'd like to invite people in the second hour to call in and share their feelings on this topic and also ideas of what we can do about it. My starting point is obviously to say no. I do not have an iPad. I do not have a cell phone. I still have a desk computer. And when I'm working on the computer, I'm at the desk. When I'm away from the desk, I'm away from the computer, and I like it that way. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back shortly, and we'll be taking calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. I am Al Whitney, and tonight we're talking more about 5G. We did a program on it a couple weeks ago, but I think David Icke had a very succinct video that he put together. I think he did a good job, in my opinion, explaining how this is being rolled out, who's rolling it out, how we can witness it right in front of our very eyes, and how, unfortunately, we're letting all kinds of other topics distract us as we run and buy new devices and appear to be oblivious to this horrific change that is going on all around us. I know that I have tried to talk to people about this internet, an internet of things, etc., etc. And yes, I do go on the internet. There's no question I do. Obviously, I'm on Skype right now. But I don't participate in social media. I don't go out of my way to give them data on me and my friends. Anybody who's doing Facebook is aiding and abetting the enemy. I don't use Google searches. I use Startpage. I don't know. I mean, they could probably still follow Startpage, but I'm not going to make it easy for them. So I gave up Google. I use Startpage, and I have no social media account whatsoever. I have no interest in it. I don't know how people have time for that. If you are trying to manage your life and your family and protect yourself from this and educate yourself, I have no idea how people have time to do Facebook and all of this social media and nonsense. I mean, it is pure, unadulterated nonsense. People sharing where they went to dinner, people sharing they went to a party. And again, this is done to distract the population as they roll this nightmare out so that people will continue to buy the devices, continue to buy wireless devices, including baby monitors, wireless phones, that Alexa system. I saw that advertised as a potential Mother's Day gift. I'm sure there are people who are probably going to go out and buy it. And this is what's so tragic, is that because they control the media, they control medicine, they control academia. So when we try to explain to our friends and neighbors that there's a big bad problem going on, they just can't believe it, because they can't believe anyone would have the power to control all these institutions. That just blows their mind. Well, folks, they've been working on this for the last century. I mean, when they first started with one of these federal agencies, that was, gosh, in the early 1900s, Rockefeller needed the Federal Trade Commission so he could control oil and the transportation of oil by establishing regulations for transporting oil. And the little guys who were also producing oil couldn't afford to comply with with all the regulations, so they got rid of their competition. That's how they've been doing it for a long time. The one thing that David Icke said that disappointed me greatly, and that's the same problem with Andrew Wakefield, Del Bigtree, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't seem to matter who I'm talking about, who's out there doing the right thing, trying to get solutions. They just simply don't understand. These agencies do not work for the American people. They were not put in place to work for the American people. They are not there to benefit us. They are not there to protect us. They were all created as a decoy. They are wolves in sheep's clothing, and always have been. So anytime these wonderful activists, particularly the ones who have got PhDs and doctors, stand in front of a room, and even David Icke, and say, well, the FCC is meant to, they're there to protect us, protect the public. Nonsense. They are not. They never were. David, sorry to tell you this, but I don't think David Icke has studied the history of the United States, and he didn't study under what circumstances the Federal Registry Act was passed. I doubt he took a good look at that and understood that it passed after they established the permanent state of national emergency in 1933 and after they transformed the public into enemies of the state. David doesn't know that part of history, or he would not say, why is it the Federal Communication Commission isn't doing their job to protect the public? Well, folks, none of them are there to protect the public. Okay, we have some callers called in. I didn't get a chance to give out the number for new people who might want to call in. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Okay, let's take some calls. We have Roxanne in Texas. Good evening, Roxanne.
Hi, Al. I want to wish you and all the moms a happy Mom's Day. But boy, I like to find the wizards and the priests. We agree to disagree half the time. But when we talk about Silicon Valley, we talk about, you know, Tavares and all of these good folks, I got a timeline. Okay, let's go back to 1978. Ron Riversett and Aldi Shamir, they went to Leonard Alderman to figure out what to do. And Alderman, that became RSA. That's your public-private cryptography. The XML signatures, it's the algorithm for both smart meters and the electronic signatures, which you always talk about. Okay, but Alderman, he's Silicon Valley. He was back then cracking the electronic code of DNA. And he teaches at the University of Southern California, Berkeley, right? MIT got the patent September 20th, 1983. Now let's fast forward to OASIS. That's the Internet thing. That was formed in 1993. Now you go to 1998, it was called EVXML. They got the charter in 99. And we do know the first time the word transhuman or transhumanist was disclosed or described by Dante in his Presidio. But 5G is 12 times the irradiation. I can describe how the histochemical of the brain, it clogs up the brain.
Yeah, I know. I think, David, I did a pretty good job of explaining that. And people can look at Bioinitiative 2012, mm-hmm. and you get a pretty mm-hmm. good idea of how these EMFs affect the body, the brain, etc. And, of course, the greater they are, the worse it gets. But even the low frequencies are not good.
Well, you've got your baby monitors, you've got AM, FM, you've got your substations, you got your land, you got your, you know, all this stuff is, it's all coming through us. So right. What the real goal is to export the brain out of the individual and put in what they want. And it's really diabolical, but there's patents for it. That's a sick part. And I appreciate all the work and how much you do to inform the public, and thank you, sweetheart. I love you. Good night.
Okay, thanks for calling in. Okay, we still want to get around to what we're going to do about this. I mean, I gave my ideas, extract as fast as you can. And I also want the listeners to know that I have been working. I live in Central Ohio, okay, and I don't tell my neighbors this. I'll just tell the whole world this. In many ways, this is brain-dead Buckeye Land. I'm sorry, but it is. Ohio State University controls the town and almost controls the state, although we do have Cleveland Clinic up there. But they're more interested in Buckeye football than they are in anything else. Nevertheless, I am doing my best to try to gently educate them about smart meters, which are on their way. And I just want the listeners to know the first encounter that we had, hubby and I went to a meeting of the senior citizens, and the brochure we had said at the top, smart meters, what the power company isn't telling us. And the moderator took a look at that and said, you're not going to talk about that. That's a conspiracy theory. Now, that's what I'm up against, but I cannot give up. So personally, I went back, and you can see what I did. It's on the website, People for Safe Technologies, and you can click on the smart meter handout. I don't know if I've updated that one, but I made another one, and I changed the title because we cannot give up, right? Right. And it now says smart meters opt in or opt out. And see, I'm dealing with conservative people who are clueless about all of this, yet I still feel a commitment and obligation to do my best to reach them. And if I fail, I fail. But by gosh, I'm not going to just walk away. I mean, I'm still going to try, and I'm encouraging everyone else. And share with me your ideas of how you might communicate how we are voluntarily purchasing all of this stuff to put us into this outrageous bath of radiation, because we got to do something. We can't just sit back and let this happen to humanity. I'm hopeful that nobody thinks we should just sit back and let it happen. Okay, sorry, I did a little rant there, but I mean, this is a very important topic, far more important than what happens in Syria. I'm, as much as I don't want the Syrian people to be hurt, they're going to probably try to put 5G in Syria too when these things settle down. So This is an important, important topic. All right, we have a caller from Texas. Another caller from Texas. Lark, are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
Hi.
Hi. Well, I just want to say that I'm not a big fan of David Icke's, but that was a pretty good presentation. It certainly touched some emotional buttons with me. I have to say that, you know, at 63, almost 64 years old, I knew back in the early 70s that this technology was dirty. I don't know why, but I just did.
Did you read the book that Brzezinski wrote? Wasn't that in the 70s? Didn't he kind of come out with this?
Oh, the
70s? Yeah.
Yeah, that was probably by the mid-70s. I think he wrote his book.
What was the name of it?
Between Two Ages?
Yeah, that one. That one.
Yeah. I'm sure we could share a lot of memories about those times, because I think we're about the same age. But I will say this. I live near Texas Instruments, which, of course, it anchors a pretty good-sized tech corridor.
Right.
In Richardson, Texas. And I have to say that I feel like I am literally swimming in a toxic soup on a daily basis.
Really?
And I live in my little suburban hovel hole, pretty much like a hermit, as I have been since about 2006. And since that time, they put a smart meter on the house. And everyone was encouraging me to get a smartphone. In fact, I was forced to get a smartphone because I had a flip phone for years, and they finally decided, they sent me a letter and said they weren't going to support the technology any longer, to report to my local tech center and get my free replacement phone.
Wow.
So the other thing I wanted to mention, you know, I've had two seizures in the last couple of years, and I know damn well it's due to this toxic soup that I'm swimming in. And I remember even broadcasting as a former RBN radio host from my hospital room.
Oh, my.
After my first seizure, on a couple of occasions, because I was there for 6 weeks. And this is, of course, coming from a man who's never had health insurance in his life. I don't trust doctors. Before that incident, a couple years ago, I hadn't even seen a doctor since 1975. I had no intention to ever see a doctor because I just don't like the bastards and don't trust them.
Okay, Lark, let me stop you here and ask a question, because you'd be a perfect one to ask the question of. I've not known anyone who's gone through this, and I am so sorry that that happened to you. Have you investigated the whole grounding thing? Did you look into that? Do you think that can help people?
Yes, I think so. I think there's a lot of remedial actions that can be taken. There's no doubt. And fortunately, I have a small network of people that are smarter than I am. And, you know, they kind of keep me clued in about these various remedial actions and health modalities, alternative in nature, that I can take, you know, as I go forward. But I have to tell you, I agree with you about extricating yourself from the system. But see, I see the system as one of techno-slavery.
Yes.
And here we have to define our terms. What is a technology and what is slavery?
Right.
And this is what I see really that is, I mean, we're in it right now. But shifting directions, I want to say something about Aaron France, if I can. You know, in the fall of 2011, Aaron France was my first guest as a new host on RBN.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was kind enough to send me a signed copy of his book in advance of the interview. And
okay,
that book is in...
Hang on, Lark. Okay. I'd like to hear the rest of the story. We'll be back right after this break.
we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Okay,
we're back. Go ahead, Lark. You were telling us about your experience with Aaron France when he was on your show.
Yes. Very nice guy. I thought I could relate to him because, at the time he lived in Long Beach. Maybe he still does. He was married with a child, lived in an apartment, also was a bicycle mechanic at a bicycle shop. So I thought I could relate to him. For a time, I lived in Long Beach, and not far from the ocean, right there near Long Beach Boulevard. And so I felt a connection to Aaron. Anyway, the title of that book is Revolve, R-E-V as in Victor, O-L-V as in Victor, E, like revolution, Revolve. Mm-hmm. On the picture, the subtitle is Man's Scientific Rise to Godhood. Uh-huh. And depicted on the cover is the Ouroboros, the symbol of the snake eating its tail, if you will. But I can recommend that book to the listeners if they care to get into the minds of the people that are shaping our world. Because, interestingly enough, 5 years prior to that experience, back around 2006, January, in fact, I closed my bricks and mortars business because I realized the world was changing. And it was really hard for me to compete with hard goods with people who were selling on the internet. And for a time, I decided that I wanted to study copywriting, which meant that I had to study modern advertising and marketing. And the things that I learned just with my study of copywriting was astonishing. Because, see, copywriters, I learned then, were reputed to be the highest paid people in the world that actually worked for a living. Because the way they're paid is based on the success of the advertising campaign that their words are attached to. In other words, they look at the sales of a company before an agency gets involved in their marketing, and then after. But the copywriter is the one that supplies the words, not just to the advertising campaigns, but to the long-form sales letters. And I learned how these advanced marketers, and these could be also termed propagandists. They could be people that are trying to sell you an idea, a product, or a service. But as it comes to circles of agitprop, then what you're really talking about is selling you on ideas. And I would encourage anyone out there to take a strong look at this this field of copywriting and how they overcome objections in their targeted audience participant's mind. It's astonishing. And nowadays, too, we've got this thing, this phenomenon of the psychometrics. This is based on algorithms. The world that we're heading toward is a world that can be run literally with robots.
Right.
And this is a frightening thought, except that we don't need to be induced by fear. What we need to do is simply, as you attempt to do week in and week out, is simply just inform people. Because,
and say no.
You know, I'm sorry?
And learn how to say no, right? I mean, when I go into a restaurant and we go into Ruby Tuesdays, first thing I do is I say, take that thing off the table. I don't want it. And lady said, she tried to say, well, it's not going to cause a problem. And I said, if you don't take it off the table, I will get up and leave right now. And they did. So at what point are we going to start pushing back, I guess, is what I'm saying, Lark.
Well, I'm going to say this. You know, you talk about extricating yourself from the system. You know, I personally have come up with a blueprint that I call the 9 words. And one of the most important words is this word called counter-economics, which can be looked at in any encyclopedia so you can get an idea of what it is. You know, Bruce McCarthy was also a friend of mine who was a longtime host here on RBN, passed away a couple, 3 years ago. The very first broadcast I ever did on RBN was called Diogenes, because I've long been fascinated with the life of Diogenes of Sinope, the man who was looking for, in vain, an honest man. And what I learned from Bruce McCarthy, who also mailed me a signed copy of one of his books, was about 5 maxims of law. And if you learn those 5 maxims of law,
Hang on, we're going to break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, we're in our last segment. Lark, we have two other callers. If you'd like to wrap it up, that would be great.
Well, great. I just will finish by this because, you know, we want to speak to remedies and solutions to what are our travails. And that's why I recommend the listeners look up Counter Economics. And then if they'll go to larkintexas.blogspot.com for the very first inaugural broadcast I ever did on RBN called Diogenes, they'll see Bruce McCarthy's five maxims of law.
Okay, thank you.
When you recognize what real law is and what we have to do to extricate ourselves from the system, we need to look at both. And, you know, anyway, thanks again for all that you do and for allowing me to have a few words tonight.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for calling in, Lark. Right now, I'm not sure if we have, well, we do have a big legal problem. There's no doubt about that. Extricating yourself from it is almost probably impossible because it's tied to the money system. However, we do not have to have a Facebook account. We do not have to use Google. We hired a lawyer, last one I ever hired, and I regretted it, of course. And he wanted us to do our billing through something called Clio Connect. Again, the Internet of Things. So they had set up this account system that lawyers use across the country, and we were expected to log in to see how much our bill was, and we were encouraged to pay it online, Internet of Things. And I said, no, thanks. I want a bill on paper. I want it sent to the house, and I will write you a check. He was okay with that, but the woman who did the billing just about went crazy. She loved being able to just sit there and type numbers into that Clio Connect program. Well, the same thing's true with the bank account, with other accounts, investment accounts. They all want you to do internet. They want it on the internet, Internet of Things. And I recommend people do everything they can to say, no, thank you. I want a copy. I don't want it on the internet. I'm not going to do my business on the internet. Send it to me. I'll send you a check. I have consistently refused. I refused when the realtor suggested that we're looking for a piece of property. We're looking to buy a house. And they have another program where they can put all the documents in this program. Really, what they want us to do is the work. They want, this is again slave labor. If you can punch in your order in the restaurant on that screen, they don't have to pay a waitress. If you will go to Clio Connect and punch in to get your account and your balance and then click on your credit card, they don't have to hire someone. This is all about getting us to do the work. Okay, so they don't have to hire anybody. We're talking automation. And however, there's got to be a slave on the end of this, and the slave is us. So that's my diatribe. Resist all this. Make sure you say, no, I don't want to do that. You know, the bottom line is, if I'm hiring a realtor, it's the realtor's job to do the paperwork. If I'm hiring a lawyer and he wants me to pay him, it's his job to do the paperwork, not mine. So anyway, see how many different ways we can resist the Internet of Things if we start realizing that it's going on all around us. Okay, Ken from New York, are you there?
Yes, I am. One of the casualties of hanging on for a while is listening to other people and then wanting to comment them on. I would look at advertising and say you can learn all you need to know by just looking at a package that has an old hackneyed expression. It says, new look, same great taste, as if the box is going to attract you to buy it, which it may very well. Your comment about the Buckeye State was refreshing even by Long Island standards. and to talk about a remedy, I've been looking on the internet lately, and I'm thinking that one of the biggest problems with this stuff is that we're not very good at reversing the tide, but we can try to look for some remedies. And the one I would look at is that without a good night's sleep, you really can't handle being immersed in a soup of radiation all day. There are metallic-based paints, indoor house paints, that are coming on the market. They're a bit on the expensive side now, but I think they will get cheaper as time goes on. And yeah.
A mattress thing under your mattress. Isn't there something that?
Yeah, but that could be J.R. Moore. He has something along those lines.
Okay.
But the grounding it has to be done in a certain way, because sometimes grounding it may not actually kill it, may actually make it cause to act as an antenna. I'm not an RF engineer, although I've been around electronics all my life, but a good RF engineer, for example, if you were going to sheetrock a room, you might want to consider putting a layer, before you put the sheetrock on, putting a couple layers, maybe separated by an insulator, of screening as an alternative to the paint. It would probably be cheaper than the paint, but you would need
Wait a minute. There's more than one kind of screening, Ken, right? So maybe we could tell the listeners, is that not correct? We're looking to replace screening on a porch. There's more than one kind. What kind would be the idea?
Oh, yeah, I'm talking about a bulk roll where you would roll it on top of your ceiling first and then perhaps put your sheetrock on. You don't want to have screening inside your room. You put it on the top.
But that's aluminum.
Put the sheetrock.
You're talking about aluminum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be aluminum. Yeah. Copper would be better, but
expensive. Got it.
But as the other alternative is paint, because the paints are now coming in different colors. They are a bit expensive right now, but that would make an easier to apply after-the-fact solution.
Okay.
And when you talk about frequencies, you might want to look up the term field strength meter. That says a lot more than a frequency meter. At least in the trade it does.
Okay,
and that's what cable people walk around with. It can detect all of the bands. The real problem, I think, are the ones from 800 megahertz to 2.4 gig, and that'll be what the 5G coming out will probably be, I don't know, 5, 6, 20.
Yes, I'm looking to buy one of those meters. Now, I've got my pencil out, and maybe the listeners feel the same way. What kind of meter should I buy?
There are a lot of them out there, but I would venture to say that if you did not spend at least $150, you wouldn't be getting anything useful. But there is also some programs that have been written for smartphones that allow it to act as a limited spectrum analyzer. That could be a possibility also.
Okay. How would the listeners find that information? What would they search for?
You caught me in a blank at the moment. I've actually done it. Put in spectrum analyzer, put in smartphone. It is a kind of a spectrum analyzer, even if it's a limited one, but it is limited to the frequencies that you're concerned about. So it's not a real big... In other words, using it as a piece of test equipment would have a limited use, but, once again, it is the band of frequencies that you're interested in or the wavelengths that you're interested in.
Yeah. Okay. Good information. And people can do this. I mean, I had not experienced what Lark did, and it was disappointing to hear him say that happened to him because it could happen to us. We still have a flip phone.
Oh, yeah.
And given us any trouble at all. We pay the bill. We use the flip phone. There's been no discussion, but I know if it breaks, I will probably not be able to replace it, right?
What's that? I'm sorry, I didn't miss that.
We have a flip phone. We've kept it. And Lark said that they made him give his up. And if ours breaks, my feeling is we treat it very gingerly because, they let us continue the service on the flip phone. My feeling is if it breaks, I probably will not be able to replace it, right?
No, that's not true, because I understand Motorola's coming out with a... at least a year ago, I had heard that they were coming out with a flip phone again, because a lot of people didn't like the complication of the smartphone. But let me say something. It's not the smartphone versus the flip phone that was the problem. It was the problem of the type of transmission they were using. They had a different type of transmission, and then they went to something called GSM. So it actually had nothing to do with the type of phone. It was the way the phone worked internally. And probably the GSM lent itself to more spying and more whatever they want to put inside of it.
Well, yeah, but also
global positioning.
These new phones have computers in them, and I don't need a computer and a telephone.
In a sense, they all do, because I have a phone right now. I got a GSM phone. I had to change my old phone back in 2005. And I have a little small Nokia flip phone that I've been using since 2005, and it works fine. The difference is it is a GSM phone as opposed to the type that were in use before that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, mine is not a computer in the sense that you cannot go online on my phone.
Right, right. Well, you can even with a flip phone if they have a program in it, but it's a very limited, the screen's very small. It's not very useful.
Good.
That's about it.
Well, thanks for those good ideas, and thanks for sharing that, because we need all the good ideas we can. And we need, again, the theme on this show, so frequently I try to tell people, the number one goal that I have is to find out how I'm volunteering into this system and stop doing it. As long as we are volunteering into it, even though we're being deceived, I know they're all being deceived, and so was I, but until we stop volunteering, doing our part to signing up, my gosh, we're buying this stuff and bringing it into our house. Many of us lived many years without a cell phone. Oh, my gosh, I go everywhere without a cell phone. I don't really need to have a cell phone to go to the grocery store. But then,
I turn it off. I just use it for one-minute conversations, and that's it. I don't like to expose myself to it.
No.
All
the people who get into car accidents, I've seen people walk into signs, for Pete's sakes. I mean, how crazy is that?
I work on a bus in my retirement job, and I just watch people typing while they're driving, every once in a while they'll take that brand new Mercedes that they're leasing for $500 a month, and that thing will get in a crack up and the pieces will just disintegrate all over the ground. Because there's so much plastic in new cars, everything just falls apart.
Oh, my gosh.
And
okay.
You still get to pay for it.
Oh, yes. Okay. Thanks for calling. I'd like to say hi to Chris, and then we'll probably be done for the night. Great ideas. Thanks again, Ken. Okay, Chris, are you there? We have a few minutes.
Yes, I am, Al, and what an intellectual, stimulating discussion, and especially hearing from Mark. He sounded wonderful. It was great to hear his information. Part of what your previous caller was talking about, I think it was Ken, talking about building a Faraday cage with the different types of screening. Copper, like he said, is one of the better ones. If you had other forms of aluminum or galvanized or other things, they would have some mitigating effects of wave energy mitigation intrusion. More importantly, what I wanted to amplify on is the dangerousness, extreme dangerousness, of posting your private information online through Twitter or Facebook or whatever other metadata gathering and aggregating locations there are out there, putting your most private and personal details out there for data miners. I sat through a considerable quantity of the Bundy trial here in Las Vegas, and they had brought in a special data investigator miner, if you will, from the FBI and D.C. and brought her out here to Nevada to work on this BLM and FBI operation out at Bundy Ranch, where they were surveilling every news feed, every private posting of Twitter or Facebook or other social media sites, and looking for pictures, photographs, people that had any sort of defensive implements, guns, weapons, or whatever else, carrying them, just looking as a scary device, was enough for them to create the illusion that they had some sort of criminal intent. So they were trying to construct it out of information people had put up on the social media websites. And so you must know that anything you post out there is in the public airways, and it can and will be used against you in a court of law if it suits their agenda.
Absolutely. In fact, we have a relative who works for the correction system, and she told us when she was here for dinner one time that if they're investigating someone who's on parole and they want to know what's going on and if there was a problem, they all log into their Facebook all the time. They check out their Facebook.
Notwithstanding if it's Hillary Clinton and her entourage,
yes,
who use bleach bit and sledgehammers and everything else to destroy theirs and try to erase it, although much of it still existed on other people's, like Tony Winger, a.k.a. Carlos Danger, and his wife, Huma, and, of course, the Anwan brothers' computers of Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So all those records are still existing, and they should be prosecuted, but when you have all these different compromised fixer attorneys that have been in bed together since they went to law school at Yale or whatever other skull and bones activities they were previously associated in oath to privacy and secrecy under, have been conspiring to limit prosecutions for anybody and get paid off in the process for it, taking bribes to get stipulated prosecutorial set-off agreements. And this is why we have no justice here in America, because the cult of the bar, the black robe priests of Baal that operate behind the bar, are the ones who are destroying equal access to justice and equal justice for all here in America.
Hear. I am going to do a show on that because, you know, Chris, I listen to all of these hosts in many different programs, and that would include David Icke, and this is not a criticism of David Icke, but they're looking at the bankers. I am too. We're all looking at the bankers, right? Right. But they're not seeing the tool the bankers use, which is the bar. It's like the lawyers and the bar are so hidden, people don't even see. It's the bankers and the bar. It is the bar that is the tool they use to create their laws, and it is the bar which is the tool they use to enforce them. And I don't understand why people aren't looking at the bar as a primary player, not the Pope, the bar.
I perceive the bank is the bar is the bank, whether it's the BANC or the BAN Kings, Bond Kings, or the Bank Kings, as the case may be. They're all parts of this secret cult society of the serpent cult of the skull and bones.
Yes. Yes, the money monsters would not be able to do what they're doing without their bar. The London Bar Guild was created by, guess who? Rothschild. And
yes, the
London Bar Guild was transported to this country. And the version, the arm of the London Bar Guild is called the American Bar Association. People, look at the lawyers. The lawyers are behind the scenes. The lawyers create these corporations. The lawyers give people what they consider to be the corporate veil to hide behind. Who created that? The lawyers.
And it's not the American Honky Tonk Bar Association either.
No. Okay. Thank you, Chris, for calling in.
God bless you, Al. Bye-bye.
Stay tuned for our imaging prayer that we do every Saturday night. We have to image the world as we know we deserve it, as our children deserve it, and we'll be back next week.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
We'd like to end tonight's show by reaching up to a higher power.
whatever that might mean to you, to assist us in creating the future we all want. Close your eyes as you listen to this beautiful song by Inca Gold called Shout to the Lord, and image families and children enjoying Earth's healthy meadows, forests, oceans, and mountains in perpetuity. Image them laughing, singing, and dancing. Visualize humanity thriving, free from want or fear. Picture the peaceful world we all deserve. Let's joyfully create our future together.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible?
Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.